Hey everybody, it's your girl Arabox Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. Today is Mother's Day, and as a mama, I am here to tell all of the other mothers, Happy Mother's Day. May your day be great. May your day be filled with love, joy, and appreciation. And for those of you who just getting your you time in on Mother's Day, enjoy yourself, okay? Enjoy those mimosas, that brunch, or whatever it is you guys got going on. Before we proceed to continue, I also would like to pay respects to those who do not have their mother on today. Please know that your mother is with you in spirit and that she can still be celebrated. You can still take this day to celebrate her life, her journey, all of the pearls of wisdom that has been passed down to you. And for those of you who, you know, it's more recent, or those of you who are still harboring the pain of the loss, my heart goes out to you. Those of you who are mothers who have buried children, or who have, you know, carried a child, but maybe the child did not, you know, get a chance to be born physically, my heart goes out to you. Please understand that you are still indeed a mother, and we do not take anything from you. We celebrate you, we uplift you, and we tell you Happy Mother's Day as well from the Goddess Lounge podcast. So in honor of all of that, I would like to take a moment of silence. All right. Gotta pay respects to the loved ones, okay? Always, always, always. So really, really quick, guys. I know I've been hearing a lot about the spaced out episodes, and I just want to tell you guys, like, I've been booked and busy, and it is nice to have a good, healthy, beautiful reason of why I haven't been available, but I've taken some time off of readings and things like that in the month of May so that I can get these episodes back popping for you guys, okay? Another thing really quick, those of you who are interested in booking readings for June, okay, for June going forward, I'm going to say it again, for June, can go to aramoxrosecreations.com, and there my calendar is available, and you can follow the prompts and set up an appointment for yourself. Also, good news, good news. And y'all, I pre-recorded a whole nother segment for today. Just know, y'all, like, this is off the dome right now, okay? This is love, okay? This is so much gratitude I'm about to share with y'all, okay? So listen, your girl's officially, her podcast is on iHeartRadio, okay? Listen, that means everything to me. So you guys be sure to stream the Goddess Lounge podcast on iHeartRadio or whatever platform is easiest for you, but show your girl some love on iHeartRadio. That is such a big accomplishment for me, and I am just excited about what's to come and what I'm going to be able to do with all of these platforms for my people, okay? So we're going to go ahead and get into today's episode. Of course, it is Mother's Day, and in the month of May, if you pay attention to my Instagram and you're following me at the Goddess Lounge podcast on Instagram, you would know that the month of May is all about motherhood and. So motherhood and marriage, motherhood and relationships, motherhood and sex, motherhood and, mental health, motherhood, and reproductive health. There's going to be so many things we're going to talk about. But today, I want to touch on motherhood and being a woman. Okay? That is where I am coming from on today. So let's hop into it. Most of you already know that I am a mother. I'm a mommy of three, and I'm a bonus mom of two. So five collectively. Okay? All boys, one girl. For the three that reside in my home that I've had physically out of my womb, I have a daughter who's going on 10, I have a son who's going on 7, and I have another son who is going on 2, Samara, Chance, and Xavier, and they are my world. Now, they be working me, okay? I be ready to be like, hey, look, little kid, but they really, really, really help grow me up and really help shape a lot of my perspective that I now have. So, yeah, I'm a mother, okay? Speaking on being a mother, okay? I want to take the time out to remind all of my beautiful women, especially women who are primarily women of color, that we were women first. Because society, I feel, gets things twisted up that when you become a mother, like life stops and you're just a mother. And it's like, who told you that? Like, huh? If I stop being a woman, then how do I teach my daughter how to be one? Like, where they do that at? Okay. Especially those of us who are raised in Caribbean families and those of us who, you know, have Hispanic or Latino black backgrounds. Just especially a lot of like those of us who just come from other places, it's not America. Okay. There is this like very, very big push to be a mom. Very, very big push for a lot of us, not all of us, but for a majority to be married, to be, you know, everything your wife or everything your husband or everything the children. And a lot of times we get so caught up in those day-to-day routines of fulfilling those roles that we lose ourselves as individuals. So let's talk about motherhood and being a woman. Let's talk about motherhood and individuality. Let's talk about the guilt that society places on women who are parents when it doesn't look like what they feel it should look like, okay? This episode is literally for me to tell you that not only are you enough, okay, but that you are amazing. Because although they speak on motherhood, they don't speak on how we fulfill many roles within one role every single day. The roles that some of you play and get paid and get checks for, like cleaning services, professional chefs or chefs at all, you know what I'm saying? Teachers, tutors, okay? Health professionals, counselors, like we're all that in a day. And we get one day a year. Let that sink in. We are constantly and consistently criticized, ridiculed, watched, and kind of nitpicked at for how we parent, for what we allow our kids to do, be, eat, drink, dress. And at the end of the day, most of the time it comes from people who aren't parents. Or it comes from parents maybe who are very old school with outdated beliefs that does not fit in this new paradigm of, you know, and it's just like we have to come to a place where we just stop speaking on everything and just criticizing what we don't understand. I definitely believe that mothers should be women first. That is my belief. And I didn't always believe that. That is a place that I had to slowly but surely get myself to. That is a place that slowly but surely I had to recognize. And it took me experiencing postpartum depression. It took me losing myself and damn near losing my mind to realize that I'm shaping my whole, you know, being, my whole existence off of solely my children and my spouse. And as beautiful as it somewhat sounds, it's not healthy. It is not healthy. When you do not have a life of your own apart from being a mother, apart from being a spouse, apart from just being whatever you are to the individuals you love in your life, you can and will lose yourself. And in the midst of that, other things happen like depression, like low self-esteem, being insecure, your body changes, you're not looking at yourself the same, you're not prioritizing your health and well-being because you're too busy overextending yourself for everybody else. Pull the cup back and replenish yourself. Pull the cup back and replenish yourself. Pour into yourself. I can't teach my daughter how to be a woman if I forget how to be one. That's just what it is. And this message is to encourage you to continue to explore your individual, you know, your individuality. You know, if you have to make time, okay, you know, Mook birthday, 13th birthday is in October, and CC birthday is in August. So since there's no birthdays in between there, maybe, you know, in March, I'm gonna take me a little weekend trip. Or I'm going to go to Jamaica for a week and have me some me time. Or I'm going to book me a room and I'm going to light some candles and get, you know, pay for a professional massage. And I'm going to go swimming and I'm just going to just sit and enjoy it. Or I'm just going to take a day out of the week and go sit by the water and journal and just breathe and just regroup and recollect my thoughts and feelings and just be. Or I'm going to go link up with my other mommy friends or my other girlfriends and we're going to go to brunch and we're going to have fun. Or we're going to go out. We're going to go stepping or dancing and we're going to have fun. You know, don't let nobody feel guilty for you needing a day or two. Because it's necessary, like with anything. How do we sit up there and say that, you know, jobs should make room for mental health days, but it's not okay for a mother to take one? Crickets, huh? So my point is that as mothers, we are women first. Do not lose that sensuality. Do not lose that femininity. I'll be honest and say, like, in the 5 years that I've been married and in the almost 10 years I've been a parent, because I was parenting long before I had babies, but, you know, that's neither here nor there since I've had my own. I lost a lot of that. I lost, you know, my sensuality. I lost, you know, just that confidence that I'm a woman. Hear me roar. Like, I lost a lot of the things that I felt made me a woman, like my love for dancing, like my love for taking pictures and getting my nails and feet done and getting my hair done, wearing makeup and, you know, showing a little something here and there. Like, I had lost all interest in that. I just wanted to be a mom. And I was so obsessed with being a good mother that I literally became Mother Goose, the mother, like, just that's in the house looking like a homebody all the time, not going nowhere. And just all I am is a mother. And while my children get good grades, while my children, for the most part, are happy, they begin to see other sides of me that were unhappy, that were sad, that were snappy, that was self-isolating. And that's not what I want to show them. See, the best love you can give your children realistically is by loving yourself. Because when you love yourself and you take care of yourself, you then begin to operate out of your best self. When they see you take a moment to regroup and recollect, to meditate, to journal, to pray, to cry, but then pick yourself back up and keep going, you're showing them, you know, to move intuitively. You're showing them how to rebalance themselves, how to, you know, ground themselves spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. You're showing them that it's okay to take a step back. You're showing them that it's okay to not be okay, but, you know, always bounce back. You're showing them how to be resilient and how to be consistent in whatever it is they're trying to pursue. Because at the end of the day, our children are watching us the same way we watched our parents. A lot of our outdated habits and beliefs come from our parents and their parents and their parents' parents. And even in that, while some of those jewels are worth so much more, we have to allow it to fit naturally with the new paradigm society has now, so that they can function out here in this world and in society. Now, granted, you know, we don't want to fail our children. And I feel like Black women, especially as Black women, we get judged a lot harder for how we parent. I don't care what nobody say. We get judged a lot harder for how we parent and how we speak to our children. And it's so funny because, and this is kind of touchy, but I'm going to say it anyway. A lot of us talk to our children the way that our slave masters talk to us. Like, if you have a daughter, You should not be calling your daughter a little hooker. Do you have any clue what you're speaking into her life? Maybe that's what you did. Maybe that's what you had to do for you, but no. No. Like, I don't agree with the ideology that calling your daughter a bitch is okay. I don't agree or think it's cute just promoting our daughters growing up fast and fast as hell. I don't agree with any of that. See, the way we value ourselves, a lot of it starts with how we were raised. And some of us were cared for, but not raised. Right? So ultimately, if we are women first, and we know what type of women we want to be, and we've experienced life, and we've gone through ups and downs, and, you know, why would we encourage our children to practice the same habits or the same unhealed, go down the same roads that we went down when we were unhealed and in a broken place, but then we say we're trying to raise them to be better than us? And that's not even a judgment call. That's my belief. I'm going to address my daughter as princess. I'm going to address my daughter as goddess. I'm going to, you know, little goddess. I'm going to address my daughter as, you know, as my little queen or my little mini me, because I want her to know her name. I want her to know her worth. Just because some of us did not have that type of affection, love, and commitment does not mean our children don't deserve it. And we at some point have to stop using that as an excuse too. Like, no parent is just 1,000% perfect, you know, because even too, they say too much of a good thing is even bad for you. So if too much of a good thing is bad for you, let's talk about the helicopter moms. Like, no, sweetie. Loosen your grip just a little bit. Allow life to flow. Allow things to happen as they should. Because a lot of us become helicopter moms because we don't tend to have a life of our own. And then we end up, once the kids, like, I don't want to ever be in a situation where my children become adults and I don't have a life of my own, because then I'm going to be unhappy. I'm not going to be fulfilled. And let me tell you something, even if all you felt you were was a mother, you have so many skill sets and so much experience. Put it into a book. You don't want to put it into a book? Talk about it. Spend time at a church group helping young mothers. There's so many young mothers that need guidance right now. There's a lot of young moms out here. And all I do is see society beat them up for still trying to be young. Your life is not over when you have a child. You just got to move differently. Motherhood, there's no instruction manual to having, like, to just being the perfect mom. You do the best you can with what you know. And as you learn and you adapt and you make changes and you learn yourself, then you change your routine and you change the way you interact with your children. You change the way you process your emotions. You evaluate more before you react or respond. Because a lot of us as mothers tend to be emotionally reactive to the mothers who have children who have autism and who have any type of, you know, disabilities or mental illnesses. Like, my heart goes out to you guys, because y'all be doing the damn thing. Like, your strength is so inspiring. To the elder mothers who are taking care of their sick adult children, your resilience is everything. And it is so admirable what you're doing. However, I say this to all of us. We got to take a moment to remember we are still women. Go buy yourself a new perfume. That new outfit you've been wanting to try, go do it. That new hair color and cut you want to get, go get it. You want to drop the kids off, you know, to cousin or to their dad or wherever you take your kids, if you're able to have you some you time, go do that. Stop being so hard on yourself. And the main point of the episode is really that. Like, don't be so hard on yourself, because honestly, when it's all said and done, you cannot lose yourself in the role of motherhood. We already play so many roles just being a mom alone daily for jobs. Like, real, we're doing real jobs that people get paid for every day as a parent, because we love our children and we love ourselves, and anything that comes from us, we want to take care of and we want to pour into. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure that it grows healthy and it grows strong and it grows smart. But it's okay to take a step back sometimes, even if it's just a, let me take a shower or two in the morning. You know, today was a wild day. Celebrate yourself and your accomplishments. You know, I had a client tell me, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm just a mom. And I definitely could relate to that, because I struggle with that off and on, feeling like I'm just a mother. I could be doing more. What are my kids going to think of me? And honestly, y'all, we overthink this thing so much. We really do. As a woman, when I didn't have children, my dreams and goals are still what they are, and I begin to actively pursue them. Do y'all want to know, though, the fire that fueled everything, that made me stick to what I said I wanted, was indeed my children. Because when you do have another life to be responsible for, you can't just quit. You can't just give up. You can have moments you feel that way, but it's almost like you're forced to pick yourself back up. Motherhood is truly enlightening, but it's not the end all be all. I see this debate on social media all the time of, you know, I don't have kids. I'm glad I ain't got kids because I can't do this. I can't live life. And then I see the mothers being offended, like, how dare you? And at the end of the day, like, women, no. If you don't have children, that's not a desire for you. Kudos for you. Great for you. Go live your life. Go live your best life. Go achieve success. Go have whirlwind romances, whatever it is that floats your boat. But if that's the case and that's how you feel, then the statuses and the commentary on what mothers should or should be doing, that you should not be a part of that conversation. Because you don't have no kids, right? And you live in your life and you don't want to have the role or the responsibility of taking care of someone else. So that conversation does not include you. And mothers, if you have children, you got a whole nother priority and a whole other role to cultivate and create for those coming behind you, your legacy. You leaving a legacy. Continue to let your legacy be great, and do not be pulled into these exhausting and most of the time toxic conversations of where it's a judgment match. You are allowed to be a mother and a woman, be a mother and be sexy, be a mother and be sensual and feminine, be a mother and be soft and gentle. You're allowed to be a mother and be a healer. You're allowed to be a mother and be a lawyer or a doctor or a police officer. You're allowed to be a mother and be a friend. You're allowed to be a mother and be a flirt. You're allowed to be a mother and still be you. Yes, it's about achieving balance, but no one could tell you how to balance your life but you, because you know what it entails better than anyone. To my elders, respectfully, okay, because the elders be mad at me, y'all, about some of these episodes. I ain't gonna hold you up. Okay, some of them tend to even take it personal, and it's not even personal. It's just my perspective, my experience, my lessons, my blessings, and me just sharing that with you all. Time is not what it used to be. And, you know, as much as I see my elder mothers encouraging unity and village, I also see elder mothers being manipulative and If we're not doing something a certain way or it doesn't look like what you're used to, it's hands off. It's not accessible. That's not correct. I'm seeing a lot of elders undermine parental authority, which is not okay at any point, place, or time. And I'm seeing a lot of elders judge young women for still being women, for having individuality. Like, you are allowed to be a mother and still be an individual, because if you were never an individual, you would have never gotten to motherhood in the first place. Our children will grow up someday. Our children will have their own family someday or live their own lives someday. And like, what happens after that? I often sit and think about that. Like, I have plenty of examples around me. So, as a mother, when my daughter goes to college, I'm not going to college for her. I'm not relocating to the state she's in. I'm not doing none of that. Go live your life, sweetheart, because I trust that the knowledge, okay, that I've poured into you, the habits that I'm teaching you, the transparency, the vulnerability, the time, conversation, the listening. Let me say that one again. Listen to y'all children. Stop trying to run them like robots and listen to them. They are people with feelings and emotions who will grow up someday and deal with other people in society. And to avoid unnecessary bull, it would be wonderful to listen to them so that they don't go looking for love in the wrong places, all because they want to be accepted, loved, and heard. Ooh, that's a topic for another day. Listen to your children. Like, in all seriousness, the judgment has to stop, especially if you're not hands-on. The critique has to stop. My home life may not look what your home life looked like growing up, but if my children are happy, well cared for, they are respectful, they are well educated, well mannered, well spoken, they are fun, loving, and creative. Man, listen, let me live. If you see me out with my husband and I'm dressing a little something skimpy, ma'am, I'm married. And even if I wasn't, if he like it, I love it. And even if I wasn't attached and I went out with my girls and I was like that, if I like it, I love it. It is so important to practice individuality in anything you do. Because it is in your individuality that you express your uniqueness and you discover who you really are. Because a lot of us get married and become mothers and we begin to have identity crisis. Motherhood is a beautiful journey, and a lot of us try to prepare for it as best as we can, possible financially, emotionally. But most of the time it's just financially, and we don't prepare for it emotionally or mentally or even spiritually. Some of us didn't even understand the concept of what being a mother really is. So, with that being said, you being an individual is healthy in any relationship you're in. And you have to be so solid as an individual that you don't get caught up in society's expectation of what you should or should not do as a mother, how you should and should not look as a mother. We got to watch how we speak to our children. Our children will one day be adults, and they didn't ask to be here. We got them here. 'Cause we had knees like Megan, and we had, we was bussing it and everything else, having fun, a little too much fun. But my point is that it's okay to be an individual and not just be mom all the time. And I think it is very healthy for you to at least take 2 days out the month if you can. Have a day just for you and your significant other, spouse, or just for you and your friends and other family to catch up. And then have a day that's just for you. Do what feels good to you. Stop overextending yourself, trying to, you know, you like I'm watching people kill themselves trying to be this perfect parent, and there is no such thing as perfection. Perfection is illusion. Perfection is truly illusion. All you can do is be the most highest, greatest version of yourself. And in order to get there, we do things like practice individuality. We do things like make sure we're in alignment with who we are and what our purpose is. We do things like meditate. We do things like watch the things we put in our body because we want to be healthy to ensure longevity in this lifetime, to ensure vitality. We do things like, you know, let our hair down and have fun so that we never forget how to laugh and how to experience joy. And I'm going to tell you something, moms, if you are unhappy and you are at home and you are practicing self-isolation and you are doing things that are out of character and pushing your loved ones away, baby, turn that around because it's not worth it. Turn that thing around. Get up. Go get you a haircut in a new color. Like I said, go treat yourself. Goddess, you brought life into this world. Ma'am, you are a superhero. Okay, because that recovery ain't no joke. Those of you who have naturally birthed children, I commend y'all. Because y'all be back to it. But I had 3 C-sections. And my recovery was traumatic. The best recovery I had was probably with my daughter. But the other two, because society, you know, the man got to go to work, you know, family's busy with other stuff. I was by myself for the most part, and I had to figure that out. You know, in-laws were not available. It was just me. But I have a beautiful bond with my sons, and I have a beautiful relationship with my children. And even when we don't see eye to eye, I can sit down and have a conversation with them and say, hey, you know, mommy was just a little overwhelmed about A, B, C, D, E, and I feel like I've taken that out on you, so I apologize. And they can say, I accept your apology, mommy, and I love you. And vice versa. There's nothing wrong with having conversations with your children. We are their first demonstration on how to, you know, move about in this thing called life. We are their first teacher. We're their first everything. So if we don't show them that we can still be their first everything and be an individual, that we're just passing down the same twisted societal thoughts and expectations as those that came before us. Your end goal is whatever you want your end goal to be. Some of us, that's raising kind, intelligent, spiritually well-grounded individuals. Children who are enlightened, who grow up making better decisions than what we made. But even in that, we have to learn as mothers to not put our trauma and experience off on our kids, because who's to say they have any interest of going down that road? That road doesn't even connect to their mentor until we introduce them to it. We can prepare them as much as we can. We can prepare ourselves as much as we can, but life is inevitable, and curveballs are still going to come our way. And all we can do is try and catch it and make the best of it. So let's start being hard on mothers who celebrate and remember their individuality, their, you know, sensuality. Mothers who are not afraid to throw some, you know, some stilettos on and show a little bit of cleavage. I'm one of them. Because when you look good, you feel good. And you're going to look what makes you feel good. As mothers, we have to stop answering. We have to stop answering to things, names, and situations that we don't feel we align with. And to my elder mothers, like I said, respectfully, there is a time and place for everything. A lot of elder mothers are great grandmas now, their grandmothers now, great aunties, all of that fun stuff. But keep in mind, you're not mom. Like, they're mom. And they have to do what they feel fits their lifestyle and their household. If you're not going to be a part of the solution, don't be a part of the problem. There is a lack of respect I see for young mothers, for wives, girlfriends. You know, I hate the term baby mama, but, their children's other parent. The mothers of the children of their son. And it's just time for change. It's just time for the bullshit. Like, it's just time to cut the bull, you know, and respectfully. And I say this respectfully with my whole entire heart. A lot of y'all have these expectations because you guys tend to get a little bit envious at the fact that you had no one that could create a space for you to still be you. Because you were taught that that wasn't okay. And while I sympathize with you, that does not mean I'm going to tolerate my parenting being undermined or, more importantly, allowing you to feel comfortable enough to be disrespectful. Age does not give you a license to be disrespectful. Period. And I always say this, I said, if it wouldn't be okay for me to do it, other than your age, what makes you feel that it is okay for you to? Elder mothers, we need you. You know, you guys have experience in multitasking and balancing. Some of you did work. Some of you were teachers and mothers. I had to balance the work life and the home life. Those are the jewels we need. We need recipes. Okay? I love to cook. So, like, you know, give me some recipes. We need all the little tricks. You know, we need to know how to hem because anybody trying to keep buying pants for these growing kids all the time. You know, like, those are the jewels we need. How did you keep it sexy with your spouse? How did your marriage last so long? What did you do? Let's compare. Let's see how we can make something fit that still allows us to be individuals, but still allows us to bond and sustain not just marriage life, not just relationship, but just being a woman. Can we just bond over being women? Why does it always have to be you looking down on what the next younger woman is doing? So no, I'm not going to look at you for your title. I'm going to look at you as a person. Because when you see people as people, you can receive what's necessary and not receive what isn't. And that is also a spiritual act of protection. So ladies, mamas, from the eldest to the youngest, baby, love yourself. Take time to pour into yourself. Don't feel guilty about planning trips and doing things that you want to do, seeing things that you want to see, having experiences that you desire for yourself. It is a part of your self-fulfillment. It is a part of your journey, especially if the desire is something that is that big and that great. Don't allow anyone's judgment to make you feel less of a woman or less of a mother. To that mom who does everything she can, but maybe she's not good at managing the home life, baby girl, you're still shining. You're still beautiful. You're still capable. Okay, you're not getting it how perfectly how you want, but you know what? Let's look at your progress. Let's celebrate your progress. Let's celebrate you where you're at, and let's uplift you. You need a little help. It's okay to need a little help. You know? When your elder begins to speak down to you about how, you know, you may, you know, keep your place or how toys may be always everywhere, then you know what you do? Okay, well, why don't you come over and spend time with your great-grandbabies or your grandbabies so that I can get some things done. That would be very helpful to me. That would be the best thing that you could do for me. And then I could cook you brunch and we could have some conversation and catch up. It is a team effort, but the team effort has to be genuine. If you coming around to be a heckling hen or a meddling Maddie, stay where you at. Moms, establish your boundaries. It's time. You owe no one no explanation for living your life the way you live it. If you are not causing harm to yourself and others, if you are not abusing your children and mistreating your children in a way that is unhealthy and unconducive, like, don't pay it no mind. Because you're healing. Your mental well-being should always be a priority. I'm working on something, guys, and I hope within the next, I'll say 6 months, create a goddess circle where I can create a space for us to encourage each other in this way. And the idea is to build such a solid sisterhood that if mama and pop can't watch the kids, then your sister circle can step up and help you with that. And we could take turns and everybody can have a moment to just woosah. Because that is so important. Balance is important. But I'm going to say what I know a lot of us young mothers are thinking. And that is, if you are not contributing or helping me raise my child, if my children are happy and they're smiling when you see them and they look good when you see them and they're healthy, they're not malnourished, they're not dirty, they're not looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? They can read, they can write, they are well spoken, they are well behaved, they have manners. Like, shh, because I'm on it. I'm on my job. I know what I signed up for. And even when I didn't know, I learned. You. Once again, queen, goddess, empress, okay? Whatever title you want to put on yourself. Sweetheart, you are not wrong for wanting to be an individual and still be mom. You can be mama through Monday through Thursday. Let's say the weekends you get your little break. Then you go ahead and you have your little moment where you cut up with your girls. Because I still throw a twerk here and there, okay? Seriously, have fun, live a little. Don't take yourself and don't take life too seriously. Continue to work on yourself. Continue to love yourself, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with therapy. Get that therapy in to work through those issues. And we're going to talk about that next episode, you know? We're going to start with motherhood and mental health. We got the fun stuff coming too. We got motherhood and marriage coming. We got motherhood and sex coming. We got all type of juicy fun stuff coming. But what I'm saying to you is you got to do what makes you happy, because you being a happy mom is what's going to make your child a happy child. Look around. When you go out and you see certain mothers snapping at their kids and talking to them like they people off the street, most of the time it's because they're overwhelmed. They don't have a stable village and they're unhappy, or they're practicing learned behaviors. Because our mothers were not taught to prioritize their mental health and their well-being. They were taught to be a slave to their children and their spouses. For most of us. But it's a new day. Okay? And in this new day, you can say it. Aramoix Rose said that I need to prioritize myself, and I need to be a better person to myself, and I need to find my individuality so that I could show my daughter how to be a good individual, a great individual, a stable individual, so I could show my son what to look for in a wife at some point, should he decide to have that conversation with you instead of pops. You got to do what make your soul feel good. And I don't care. Look, if your soul feeling good means you going out, okay, dancing on some tables, hanging out with your friends, cracking jokes. If your soul feeling good means you going away with your boo thing, you know, your hubby, okay, and it means cutting up on the balcony. Now, look, Don't go cut up on a balcony and then get pregnant and blame me. I'm just saying. If that's your thing, then that's okay. No body judgment is bigger than what you think about yourself. You are very much worthy of still being able to achieve everything you've ever wanted for yourself. And to my teen mamas, I got y'all. It's nothing but love over here. Let's stop criticizing these teen moms because, look, the baby's here. What are we going to do? Let's help them. Let's teach them. This idea of just let her figure it out on her own. No, that's not what we're doing. Not this way. And anybody associated with me doesn't have that mentality. Let's get them care baskets. Listen, on a serious note, I'm really serious about this goddess circle. So if you are interested in becoming part of that and would like to be a part of the solution instead of the problem and help create a space of safety, help create a space of knowledge and education. I don't care what you do professionally. If you are a pole dancer, that's a good fitness exercise. Come on through. Hit me up on my DMs at the Goddess Lounge podcast. If you are a teacher and you could tutor some of these kids, you know, and you could donate some time, hit me up on the Goddess Lounge podcast. You know, like, communicate with me. If you're a chef and you want to do a mother-daughter, mother-son, you know, or mommy and me, little cupcake class, anything. There's so many things we could be doing as a community to cultivate a safe space for all of us to learn and grow from one another and still be individuals. If you're a hairstylist, yeah, hey, we need some mommy makeovers. I know I want one. I'm trying to sneak a little cut and color in for my husband to realize just how short I want to cut my hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, in all seriousness, like, let's be the change we want to see for real. Let's not be all talk. Let's not be the type of people that in church we one way, or around church folk we one way, and then behind closed doors we evil and we judgmental and we putting people down and we're criticizing but then playing the victim to the audience. We're not doing that. This is a non-judgment zone. This is a safe place. Womb wellness. I got something coming for y'all. And really, really quick, if y'all need yoni steams, please hit up Jasmine Dorsey. Listen, that girl is amazing. And the way she is about her whole brand, like the passion for womb health, I have never seen anyone as passionate as she is. And it be so genuine and so authentic. It's not even about the dollar. Like, the thing some of my clients have came back and told me after their experience with her, I mean, just, I can't wait to kidnap her. She already know. I've already talked to her. Like, I cannot wait, okay? I cannot wait to link up with her. There's some people that have been through some things that could really teach you some things and teach it to you in a non-toxic way. And that girl right there is not only resilient, she's brilliant. And I fully support everything she is doing for the women in our community. Be sure to follow her at Herbal Healings LLC. Okay. That is capital H, the number 3RBALHEALINGSLLC. Be sure to follow her. Be sure to support her. She is a mother, a damn good one at that. And her mind will just have you blown. Like, she's so super dope. So I want you guys to support her and show her some love as much as possible. Get them yoni steams. You know, let's heal these emotional traumas. Those of you who are looking for resources for therapists and counseling, I am working on a list for you guys. Look, I got y'all. Okay, we are creating our own safe spaces. Okay, and we are dedicating our time to loving on us and getting ourselves in such a place that nothing no one can say can penetrate what we've created for ourselves. So it is Mother's Day. What are you going to do to celebrate yourself? If nobody else decides to celebrate you, what are you going to do to make yourself feel good? Make sure y'all comment on that, okay? Hit me up in the stories. I'm going to make sure I post that question. I want to see what y'all get into. Post pictures. Tag me. Follow me on Twitter at The Goddess Lounge Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at The Goddess Lounge Podcast. And those of you who are interested in being a part of the Goddess Circle, please, 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 please be sure to DM me so that when I get this big event going, you guys are definitely a part of it. Okay, much love, respect to you. Those of you who are still grieving on today, my heart goes out to you. We are consistently lifting up prayer and a candle lit for you and your loved ones. You have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day. And we'll be back next week with Motherhood Series. So much more to come, guys. I'm so excited. I love you. And remember to love yourself the way that you want to be loved first. Peace, love, light to you. And I will see y'all next week. Bye.